The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hold on just a minute. I think he just walked in.
Was that for me?
Yes, it is. I don't recognize you.
Well, okay, maybe I will. Hello? Yeah. Huh? Oh, no, no, listen, Joe. No, no, I didn't mean we were going to do anything about the basement now. I meant later on. Sure. Sure, I'm going to be home, but... No, listen, Joe, I want... Hello? Hello? I tell you... That guy.
Who was it? Joe who?
Joe. Oh, well, I don't think you know him, honey. Joe Gillett. I tell you, he's one of the nicest guys in the world, that fella. Always going out of his way to do something for somebody. You know what I mean? He wants to do it for nothing. You know, by golly,
What does he want to do for you? For nothing.
Now, why do you say it like that?
Because I don't like the sound of what you said. I'm always suspicious when somebody's going to do something for nothing.
Look, don't you have any faith in human nature at all? I mean, it's just inconceivable to you that somebody wants to do something just out of the goodness of his heart?
No, I'm sorry. What is this Joe going to do?
Now, this Joe isn't going to do it. I wouldn't let him. It's too big a job. I just happened to mention at lunch that someday we hope to pine panel the basement, turn it into a sort of rumpus room for the kids in a few years when we can afford it. And he said, well, okay, I'll do it for you for nothing.
Why would anyone pine panel somebody's basement for nothing?
Well, practically nothing. I mean, he's in the lumber business, and he's very handy at doing these things himself. I thought the guy was joking. Before I could stop him, you know, right now on the phone, he said, I'll be over to measure your basement. That fella's something, really.
Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Well, we'll have to hold it off, Aunt Effie. Somebody is coming.
Oh, honestly, why does everything happen around here right at dinner time?
Thousands of students at 33 colleges and universities might not be able to continue their studies if it were not for money raised each year by the United Negro College Fund. These 33 institutions of higher learning, 32 located in the South, are chiefly concerned with developing doctors, scientists, teachers, leaders greatly needed in their communities and by their nation. Not only the ability of these colleges to continue, but their ability to provide scholarship aid to deserving students unable to pay tuition depends on the generosity of enlightened Americans who believe in an enlightened America. The United Negro College Fund is now collecting its funds for another year of important activity. To participate within your own means, make a note of the address of this worthwhile organization. It's United Negro College Fund, 22 East 54th Street, New York, 22, New York. That's 22 East 54th Street, New York, 22, New York. For an ever-improving America and for higher standards of living for all, support the United Negro College Fund.
Now, look, Joe, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't feel right, that's all. I really wouldn't. I just couldn't let you do this for nothing.
Well, I tell you this much, I wouldn't feel right just taking 1 red cent for it. I really wouldn't. I told you, I get a real kick out of doing stuff like this.
I know, and I appreciate it, but this is a big basement.
I can have it done in 2 weeks, work evenings and all this coming weekend. I'll get my two oldest boys to help me, and we'll have it done in no time.
But why should you work like a dog on my place?
I like it. I told you, at my place, I built all the shelves there's room for. I pine paneled everything that could be pine paneled. And frankly, my wife said, now, Joe, I've had it. Oh, dear. I've always got some project going, and she's sick of having a mess around.
Yeah, well, I thought it. I just don't feel right about it, Joe.
I go crazy if I don't have something to do. Really, I'm not one of these guys that can just sit around with his nose in a book or watch television. I've got to be doing something. Now, you'd like to have your basement pine paneled, wouldn't you?
Well, sure, my gosh, but it's enough to have you do the work for nothing. But look, I absolutely refuse to even let you do it unless I pay for the wood. And I'll be honest, right now we're sort of strapped, Joe. I mean, just can't afford to spend, you know, $300 or $400 on that basement.
Can you afford $150?
Oh, come on, Joe. I don't know much about building materials, but I do know that pine paneling runs at least 25 cents a square foot, and that's a big basement. And by the time the furnace is partitioned off and all
that... Well, don't put in pine. This is just a rumpus room, not an upstairs den or anything. Put in Western Cedar, which runs around, 18 cents a square foot. I can get it for you, 12 cents a square foot.
Well, I don't think I know what Western Cedar even looks like. Is it all right?
Well, I use it in my basement. Look, pal, take advantage of me, will you? I'm at loose ends right now. I don't think you'll ever get another chance to get your old basement panel for $150 now.
Oh, well, that's for sure, yes. Well, golly, are you sure you want to do it?
Would I offer if I didn't?
Well, I guess not, no. Well, boy, it would be wonderful.
Dinner is going to be ruined.
Oh.
Shall we go ahead and start?
Oh, yes, you all go ahead and... Go ahead and eat that, Effie.
Well, it's lamb chops and it gets hallowy.
Oh, go ahead. All right. Start eating. I'm sorry, Joe. It's my Aunt Effie. You know, she's been spending the winter with us. All winter. Gets a little excited when dinner's ready.
Listen, you go on up and eat. Go ahead.
Oh, no. That's all right.
I've had mine. We always have an early dinner. Now, you go ahead and eat. Go ahead. I'm just going to do some measuring down here anyway. Go ahead.
Well, look, if you're sure.
Go ahead.
Well, look, you come on upstairs when you're through. I want you to meet my wife.
Okay, fine. Now, you go ahead.
Yes, well, okay.
Oh, I'm just putting your plate in the oven to keep things warm, dear.
For Pete's sake, honestly, yelling down there like that. When I got somebody here, how does that sound? I was so darn embarrassed.
Well, I didn't know Aunt Effie was going to yell at you, and I tried to stop her, but it was too late. Now, come on in the dining room. Come on.
Now, look, Aunt Effie, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't do that again, please, when I have somebody here. I mean, what do you suppose he thinks?
Well, I hope he thinks twice the next time about dropping in on people right at dinner time. I don't like people who do that.
Look, he just happens to be a very nice guy who's going to panel our entire basement for $150.
Hmm? I thought he was doing it for nothing. Already it's $150.
He wanted to do it for nothing, and I insisted on paying for the wood at least.
But we didn't plan to do the basement at all.
We certainly did. We've talked about it dozens of times.
Not now. Not this year. In 5 or 6 years when the children were older. Here you've been... You're even saying we were so stressed, and with me trying to find money to go to Europe.
We will never again get an offer like this. Do you know how much it would cost to hire somebody? Labor? Just labor charges, to say nothing of paying the regular price for the wood?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll tell you. Anywhere from $500 to $1,000. $1,000 for that big basement.
Well, the potatoes are just soggy.
Yeah.
And the lamb chops are so overdone, they're practically burned.
They're fine. That's the way I like them.
Well, this isn't the way I like them.
That's the way I like them. For Pete's sake, would you both please stop being so grumpy? Now, as soon as Joe gets through measuring the basement, he's going to come up and meet you. And it would be nice to have you both at least... Pleasant to the guy. I think you'd be glad to know that Betsy's going to have a wonderful... By the way, where is Betsy?
Mary Lou's.
She's going to have a wonderful place to pray.
I know, dear. And it'll be wonderful to have all the children on there. Read it, girl.
All right. Then cheer up, huh? Cheer up.
All right. I'm sorry.
Aunt Effie, look at me. Come on. Now quit looking down at your plate. And if you dare, you'll look up at the meanest man in the world. Don't smile, huh? Don't you dare smile.
Hey, you're impossible.
Oh, that is right. Hey, you know, I love your laugh, Aunt Effie. I really do. You remember what I said to you once when I was little?
Yes. It was so cute. He was only about 3 years old.
What did he say?
He said, oh, my. I feel silly saying it.
Well, I'll say it. I said, you know, when you laugh, Aunt Effie, it's like bells ringing.
Oh, isn't that darling?
Yeah, isn't that darling?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little cross about this basement business, dear, but you know as well as I do, we've had so many experiences of getting something for nothing, practically.
Well, now, look, this is different.
Well, yes, but we always think it's different, but invariably, in the end, it winds up costing much more.
Look, Joe said $150, and that's all. Now, believe me, he assured me it wouldn't cost one penny more than that.
Well, I hope you're right. You must admit it does. Sound funny. Somebody would do all that work and
not expect something in return, dear.
What could he expect? I told him we were strapped right now. We couldn't possibly afford any more.
Well, I see what she means. I know there are people who do things just out of the goodness of their hearts. But I've noticed also that it never pays to get too indebted to people.
No.
Well, yeah, in a way. But I'm sure I don't know what I'd do even to repay Joe. I mean, I'd even like to, but I don't know what it would be.
Well, of course, we can invite this Joe and his wife over for dinner sometime.
Oh, heavens.
Don't suppose that what?
Look at the children piling out of that car.
What car?
Oh, my goodness.
I never saw
them. For Pete's sake. Who are they?
Well, there's another. And another. How did they all get in the car?
It must be some children's club group of some kind. What are they doing here? Oh, wait a minute. Come on. They got the wrong house.
I think they're brothers and sisters. They all look alike.
Oh.
Don't they?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
What's the matter? Huh?
They all look like Joe.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Definition of a lonesome person. Someone who never heard of Arthur Godfrey time. Oh, there may be other definitions, but there are none better. It's a simple fact that you can't be gloomy or lonely with Mr. Mischief and his talented guests. You never can tell who'll turn up for a round of talk with a redhead. Mary Martin and Sam Levinson were among recent stars to drop in and talk things over. Stars drop in to sing things over, too. Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, CBS Radio sends you Arthur Godfrey time. Only a network could do it. Only CBS Radio does. The station you're listening to now is the only one in your area that can bring you Arthur Godfrey time because it's affiliated with CBS Radio. When you want a surefire mood brightener, listen to Arthur Godfrey time. Whatever the redhead has in mind for the occasion will be fun, even if he has nothing special in mind. What gets out over the air is sparkling, if not delightfully startling, when Arthur Godfrey is behind the mic. Listen often, you like it, so are we.
Oh, no, it's very nice of you, but we're not coming here. When Joe said he was coming over here, the children said, oh, they wanted to see the lake. So I just piled them all in the car. I do hope you don't mind.
No, not at all, Mr.
Oh, the kids are crazy about swimming. All you have to do is mention water.
Yes.
When I said your place was on a lake.
Oh,
yes.
Billy, you put your shoes and stockings right back on. It's too cold.
Well, see what I mean? You can hardly hold them back.
How many do you have?
11, and one on the way. Oh, we say we have an even dozen, didn't we, hey, Aggie?
Yes, and our life's just a three-ring circus, so we love every minute of it. Mm. Robert, keep an eye on Jamie.
Oh, wonderful place you've got here. Right on the lake,
yeah. Yes, right. We like it, Joe.
Yes, Mary. Now, what did I tell you?
Of course, you need that dock repaired down there, and you need a little boathouse, a place for people to change clothes when they want to go swimming.
Yes, well, we thought probably someday we'd get around to...
You know, the kids are crazy to have a boat. Yeah, I said, well, if we ever got a place we could keep one, you know what I mean? Wouldn't be much of a job to put a boathouse down there. Hey, maybe we could make a little deal, huh?
Maybe.
David? Oh, excuse me. Agnes, don't let the kids run all over the place like that. We're all a mess. David!
Do you realize that when summer comes, they'll probably be over here every day? I mean, they're very nice people and all that, dear, but...
Yeah, well, I know.
Yes, I must say, I don't think you need to worry about how you can repay Joe.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Mary Lone, and Charles Mendick, and is produced by Walter Hart.